going to be fun to yell at some people, but...
Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with another episode of the TSL Podcast brought to you in part by ToppersSports.com. In studio today, going around the room, Molly.
Hey.
The amazing Matty Ice.
What's up?
And Ramir. You. And now your permanent host of the podcast, Joe K.
That is not true. Lenny will be back at some point in time. Do have an all-star crew here today, though, so we don't have to really get to know any of them because you should know who every single person in this room is, except for maybe Jimmy, but that's just because he doesn't come to the fields. And if he did come to the fields, he would have saw so much fun this week. Personally, I left it around 10:30.
You told me not to come to the fields this week.
I would never tell you that. You said you weren't going to be there.
We were going to record the podcast there, and you had a wedding.
All right, stop.
Jimmy, don't go. Jimmy, don't go.
You're right. The one time you were actually going to show up, I said, don't do it. That is on me. My bad, everyone. Before we get into all the stuff we're going to get into, I do have to take 1 second because I've been kind of running this podcast for, I don't know, was it 5-6 weeks since Lenny left us? I found out something this week, though, that somebody in the TSL who I would say I'm pretty close with and is a pretty good friend of mine, they were listening, and one of my guests on one of my earlier shows, I don't want to get too specific, but they said something that definitely hurt this person's feelings, and that's something that I'm not looking forward to, like, ever do on this show, and it's on me as, like, the host to, like, dial that back when that type of stuff happens. So real quick to that person who is hopefully listening, I'm sorry that I got out of hand, and that's on me, and well, I'm learning, damn it, give me a break here. So my bad, and I'll do my best to avoid situations like that in the future. With that, including things that we're going to try to avoid in the future, Ramir, let's yell at some people.
Nice segue. Real nice segue.
I know, that's a great segue to the guy that does not care about hurting people's feelings. That's awesome. Before we even get to any of the dramatic stuff,
dun, dun, dun.
I want to start off positive because everyone's
happy, joy, joy. That's for Lenny.
I want to officially say congratulations to Glenn Bird and Chelsea Suttle on the birth of their little Bambino.
Baby Bird hatched. He's already faster than me.
So
Evander. Evander. I love that power name. I agree. I saw that. I was like, oh, athlete in the making.
Yeah, he making money. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like lacrosse, like Johns Hopkins.
You can make a lot of money doing lacrosse.
Yeah. I know you. Can you?
Yeah, actually, if you get into the professional and you start doing it like internationally. Like
maybe internationally, because like the Bandits guys don't
like
make
not the Bandits guys, but like the guys in management. Like, because there's the Gate brothers at Syracuse, and I'm kind of familiar with them.
Yeah, I mean, they're legit, but they were also basically NLL dudes. Like, there might be three L's in there, it doesn't matter. Like, but I remember when I was working at the arena hanging out with the Bandits guys all the time, like, they still had to work other jobs. Yeah, they were only making like $30,000 a year to play lacrosse, but at the same time, you know, they're doing something they love.
See, I see him being like a middle linebacker, just absolutely psycho, like his dad. just trucking people.
No, he's going to be super jacked, but be like 3 feet tall like Chelsea. He's going to be like...
Have a great smile,
he's going to be like...
Have a great smile.
He's going to be like the human embodiment of Scrappy Doo. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, though.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Baby Bird is here. All right, so we did have some ruckus is happening at the field that included fist fights and property damage and all the stuff that does not represent the TSL. What do we want to touch on first? We want to touch on fist fighting, suspensions, and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, I'll take your lead. You serve the pitch and I'll hit
all right,
the ball.
So here's where we're at. From what I can tell, two girls in D6 definitely got into it.
Yep.
Tempers flared and fists started flying, which is the worst thing that you can do in this league, and there is zero tolerance for people punching other people in this league, and as a result, those girls have been suspended for the remainder of the season and for the playoffs. I talked with one of them who was obviously extremely apologetic because, you know...
And that was great.
Nobody wants to get kicked out of the league for at least a season, but, like...
Yeah.
At least she came forward and was like, my bad, I don't know. Now, I don't know the other girl, so maybe she'd like to reach out too, but...
I will say that it is appreciated. I think I can speak for, you know, the other people who run the league. It is appreciated that she just owned it.
Yeah,
because the worst thing is when you do something and you're just like, oh no, like if you... And you try to explain it, you know that you did it, you're caught dead to rights. Like, just say I did it and move on. Like, that carries way more weight than trying to explain your way out of it or make excuses or tell people that they're wrong for actually saying we shouldn't do this in this league doesn't work that way. And I do kind of want to say, so we've sent out these emails. If you're a captain or your captain has sent you this thing,
forward
you've
them to
gotten
the rest of your team too, please.
There's been about four or five lengthy emails explaining our thought process on things. And I guess I want to expound upon that. So Topper is in accordance with all of this. Lenny is in accordance with this. And Lenny and I are 100%.
Which is the weirdest part about all of this. Ramir and Lenny agree. That's how serious this is, guys.
Yeah, Lenny and I are usually like the Hatfields and McCoys, but we're 100% on the same page as this. And the reason being is, it's, look, I'll tell you like I told them when I spoke to them on the phone about this. We try to run a fun league. We don't try to take it too seriously. We don't try to be dicks. I think if anybody who deals with any of us on the field on Saturdays would have to talk about it, Topper never does anything to like rub anybody the wrong way.
Right.
As mean as I can quote unquote be, according to some people,
right.
90%, I think 90% of the people who have come up to me in the league and have asked me something, I bet you they couldn't say, "Ramir, shut me down."
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm very like, "Hey, you know what? You want to do it, as long as it's not hurting anything or affecting things in the wrong way, do it."
Well, we can obviously blame Lenny here, because what happens usually is that Lenny gets to play bad cop when Topper's being good cop, and right now Topper's still being good cop as he's accustomed to, but there isn't like the Lenny there to be like, "No, this is stupid, it's not happening." So as a result, some things are getting out of order, which people may or may not have read the sub list email too, which is another thing we got to talk about, which is just so many subs are not allowed to sub anymore.
To not just skip past the fighting thing, but like I have really, really good friends that have gotten into like fist fights in this league.
Yeah.
Years past, and I've had teammates right on the border of it. In my opinion, me and Molly were talking earlier, it's not the NFL. This is not
right.
like
yeah.
it, the first thing we're here to do is like to play football, have fun, get drunk.
Exactly.
That's like, you know, meet like, new people and
that's it. Right
maybe
there.
Not even in that order.
Yeah, maybe not even in that order. Depends
on, probably not in that order.
Depends on what division
depends
you're
on the
in
day.
And who's your captain.
Maybe not that order.
But I mean, in my opinion, if you get into a fist fight, you just shouldn't be allowed to play ever. I mean, and I truly believe that. I just don't think. I mean, if you throw the first punch and you hit somebody and you can't control yourself, and I don't care, I understand you're apologetic, whatever, but like, other people got to work. They got other stuff.
Yeah,
going on.
We're adults.
And I was just
we
about
have
to say,
fun, but we are
you
adults.
Know,
you don't need to walk around with
there's no
broken orbital bones.
There's no 15-year-old kids in the league that can't say like they can't control themselves. And believe me, I've wanted to punch multiple people in the league, and I knew
tell
I would, and
I've
I knew
seen
I,
it sometimes.
And I knew I would get beat up right after, so I never did. But
hey,
I think you always gotta, you know, you gotta keep in mind that that's not what we're here for.
Right, absolutely not.
And I think being suspended for the, in my opinion, just for the season and the playoffs is generous.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
to be honest with you, it is. It is, because people aren't privy to the conversations that we have, and we start at maximum level and we work our way down, like, okay, let's not be this harsh or whatever. When you're appealing to me or Topper or Lenny when it comes to fighting, here's the problem, and I want everyone to hear this and know this going forward. Topper, me, and Lenny are old. We've been doing rec league football for a long time, which means we remember all the shenanigans. Lenny has gotten into fights. I have gotten into fights. Some of the older refs that you see that are really chill, they've gotten into fights. So we have seen the result of fights, and we have seen what we don't want this league to be.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like Maddie just said, there's just no excuse for actually throwing fists.
Nope.
This league has been around, this iteration of rec league football, Topper's own league, has been around, what, 7 years, 8 years now?
Something like that, yeah. 2011?
There's been no fights.
No.
Like, there's been a lot of jawing.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of posturing.
Stupid wrestling matches.
Yeah, but actual fist fights? Like, there's been no fights. So when you are the one out of a gazillion examples, you can't really say, "Well, guys, you know, it's only the first fight." No, we don't fight.
And then, I mean,
it doesn't happen.
Exactly. And, you know, I know that Dilly Dilly and the Jabronis, who both lost a girl, which is always hard to do, they, you know, they tried to appeal and knock it down. But as Ramir and I were talking earlier, you can't just make it a 1 or 2 game suspension for
fist
fighting.
It sets the
precedent. It sets the precedent because then there's going to be people, the morons in the upper divisions, who are going to get pissed off about something. And they're going to decide, you know what? 1 or 2 games is definitely worth punching this guy in the temple.
Yep.
And now you're going to get way more fights. And they'll be like, "Well, those girls, they only got 2 games. So why am I getting, you know, kicked out?" Well, because you're an idiot about it. So if everybody just sits there and goes, "You know what? Getting kicked out for the rest of the league or the season in the playoffs," they're going to think twice about it. And that'll keep, you know, preventing people from punching each other in the face, which I didn't think would be a problem until, you know, 3 days ago.
I'll offer further something further in addition to that, you know, there's precedent for this. You know, for if anyone thinks that there isn't precedent for this, there are people, I'm not going to name them because I don't want to embarrass them or anything like that, but there's people who have swung at people and we bounced them for two games.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't connect.
Right.
Just swinging at people, we were like, no, you don't swing two games. You're done. So you guys actually connected and went full on.
Multiple
times,
in fact.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just we can't have that in our league. You could do that in other leagues. Not this league.
The other thing we can't have in this league is getting way too drunk and causing property damage to the Rose Garden. Now,
it's,
I get
it's not good.
It's super fun to get drunk, and that's kind of like what a decent amount of us go there to do. I actually, you know, I posted on Facebook about, you know, getting our shit together, and I actually stole a line from Maddie where, yeah, I punch in at 9 and I'm planning on punching out at 9.
It's got a time clock.
I stole it right from you, and a lot of us had that mindset, but in recent years, it's been okay, and we always have like one or two incidents, fine. But like for some reason, this year just happens to be just bananas. We're like lawless gremlins out there, and I don't know exactly what happened with Eric, who decided to get a little too drunk and got into a little dust up where a potted plant lost its life, and we got to replace a sign. But
I wasn't there. I know Eric. He's a good...
I was there. I didn't even see it happen though. I was there, but I was physically there, spiritually not.
He's a good guy. So
yes, I agree. I think
Eric's
a
good
guy.
He just
made a dumb mistake.
Yeah, he made a dumb
mistake.
We
all do it.
I think people got to keep this in mind. You know, as much as you can make whatever complaints you want about, you know, the Rose Garden in terms of prices or whatever, or deals or whatever, they're hosting us.
Right.
They're hosting us. That's their property. That's their business. They are graciously hosting us. It is a mutual relationship. So we can't go overboard...
Yeah,
doing things inside of their business to their patrons. That can't happen. Like, we don't even do things. It can't even happen that me and Maddie can do something to each other. Like, we can have shots.
Right.
We can give drinks, but Maddie can't earth slam me and do the rock bottom on me. Like, he can do that at a personal party.
Maybe at the fields.
Yeah, at the fields.
On the field, no problem. Nobody
can actually, I'd like to see Maddie rock bottom Ramir now. That'd be fantastic.
Stunner.
Oh, my God.
Just throw out the elbow.
But I know, I think, and listen, I was there, and I think this year, it's good and bad. I think the amount of people that are staying later has gone up.
Yeah,
which has made more incidents frequent, which it's been a couple little things that have built up to big things, which on one hand is great because we have more people staying, getting to know new people, that type of stuff. But you just got to be able to keep it in check. And listen, I've seen Eric way worse drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he maliciously did it at all. And everybody was there having a good time. It just happened to be a bad incident, and just got to move forward from it and just keep it in mind that it's not your own home. You know what I mean? If you want to break something in your own home, you want to, you know, and they've never said anything about this, and I've seen plenty of people, like, not peeing in the porta potties.
Right.
That drives me nuts. Just pee in the porta potty. Just do it. You know what I mean? Like, just keep it in mind that you're not at your own house, and you have to be a little
bit
respectful.
You make a really good point there, and I think that's part of where, like, it gets, like, cloudy, is that it's not our home, but it feels like
home. It feels like home.
Like, it feels like home, and, like, you're the first one to walk up in the morning and be like, Daddy's home. And
that's
just how it feels. Like, the Rose Garden is an extension of the TSL in so many ways, so when people get there, they're comfortable there, and it is almost like a house party, but we got to remember that it's not, and that's...
There's nothing wrong with that, and Maddie makes a good point. It's kind of a catch-22 because for years you've heard me, you've heard Lenny, you've heard Topper, and we've complained about, oh, it's the same people hanging out. It's the same people hanging out. Hang out, guys. Have fun. And now we're finally getting people to hang out and have fun, and it's awesome, and now we're having incidents. And I'm not blaming it on the new people exclusively.
No.
I still want people to hang out. I still want them to have fun. I just want them to – look, Maddie's sitting here. Molly's not that crazy, but Maddie's crazy.
What?
No.
Molly can be crazy, but I'm just saying with consistency, Maddie's crazy.
All right, I'll take
Maddie's example.
Sorry, Maddie.
Yeah,
Maddie can hang. Maddie's been hanging out for years, and Maddie has never done anything where it's like, Maddie, what the fuck are you doing? Like, just watch what Maddie does. Have fun. That's
I wake up in the morning and think. What's up,
time? Yeah,
but I've never done anything disrespectful to
anybody. Yeah, just have fun.
Just got to draw the line somewhere, and I think. we just got to be a little bit more mindful. The only guy I'll give the caveat that he can throw up wherever he wants is Travis. Because we all know it's coming.
Travis throws up more with drinking coffee. Well,
yes,
oh, he was yakking at Breakfast Club.
It's just what he does, it every game. It's amazing.
Even, it's like 2 p.m. He's not even drunk. He's just throwing up.
Yeah, it was like a cat coughing up a hairball.
that's kind of actually like the way to put it.
Spot on.
I'll never 9:15. You can almost have him timed to it. You just see him. He's just like, all right, I'm okay, guys. I'm good now. I'm like, would you have coffee?
Yeah.
Eat a biscuit, bro. It's fine. But like, yeah. So, and I mean, all you're doing really is hurting the league too. If you get too drunk and start smashing stuff up, it makes us all look stupid. It makes, you know, management look dumb. Cause like, why are you letting your people be monsters?
Exactly.
And then on top of it, I mean, I'm pretty sure you said that as soon as he did that, April just cut off the league.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
As soon as she's like, you're done here. Like you guys, we're
literally,
done with this.
I'd say there was about 20 to 25 people left. And the the place cleared out in less than 3 minutes.
Of course.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Like, April had to be livid because my phone rang.
She's so sick of us.
No, she was very, very
my phone
upset.
Rang and I was like, I didn't know what the number was. And then I heard the message and I called her back immediately. And she's very, me and April have a great relationship. She's very sweet to me, but she was not happy.
Well,
she wasn't happy at all.
I have a great relationship with her too. And I walked inside and I was like, because Bethany was outside and she was like, I could tell she was flustered and like, I mean, I can't serve anybody. You have to go talk to April. I'm like, she was just like, you can't do this, you can't. And I was like, well, what happened? And she was like, we just got people breaking stuff. Like, she didn't even say what it was. And I was just like, completely understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like,
good night.
There was no like,
it was great
arguing
seeing you
there.
This week.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And then she was like, you know, some people, I get it. But then other people, like, they're just disrespectful, this and that. I was like, April, it's fine. We're all going to leave. No problem. Like, literally,
yeah,
packed it up.
The second you say, hey, guys, it's right. What time was this at?
Oh, man. Maybe like 10:30, 11.
Oh, it was a long day.
Yeah, because I left at like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay then.
So
I left 12 hours before that.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand.
Yeah, like maybe more like 9:30 or 10. It wasn't like, there wasn't like a 1 a.m. thing by any means, but it also wasn't 7 p.m.
You think part of the problem might be that there's been an uptick in playing like Flip Cup and all this other stuff outside? Like, it feels
I'll tell you.
We've done that before.
Yeah, but I feel like we're doing it like more than ever right now.
I'll tell you.
Not that that's a bad thing, but
I'll tell you that April does feel that, you know, continuously serving people for games is part of the reason. That's her feeling.
And she might be right about that. I mean, more. It's only because, like, you get 10 people and they start playing, but then they play like 14 games. It's not like it's not like you're playing and then you sit out a couple rounds and come back in. Like,
no, you're doing.
Even I've done
games.
It, a couple weeks ago. You turn around, all of a sudden you play like 6 Flip Cup games. And you're like, oh shit, okay, and this is exciting, but I'm a little drunk now. Let's walk away.
Yeah, it's always something to keep in mind. But I don't, like Molly said, I don't think it's anything like that's like revolutionary. Like, oh, this is the reason why it's happening. I literally think it's just people staying there longer. And the longer you're there, the more you're drinking, and you have to keep an eye on it. And I also would say, like, before we move on about this topic, like, if you're a part of the league and you're there and you see somebody getting to that
point,
it could be me, come find me and be time to go, call an Uber. Exactly. But, like, somebody's got to, somebody's just got to – listen, I've been there plenty of times and you've come up to me or, like, somebody else is coming up to me and making sure that it doesn't get to that level. So, you know, if you're there and you're still partying, keep an eye out for your fellow league mates because we don't ever want anything to happen where we lose a key member of the league to something stupid like that.
Ramir, do you envision a way that if a couple more dumb things happen this season – I'm pretty sure it's not going to. I mean, I think people are sick of reading emails and dealing with it. Yeah, I hear you. Would the bar get rid of us?
Yes.
You think so? Like 100%?
I mean, I'm not – I don't want to – I don't want to be Chicken Little.
That's what's
happening now.
This guy's
But absolutely, like, if you're just, if it starts turning into Animal House on a regular basis, because this incident that this happened this past Saturday isn't the first time that April's been fed up.
Right. I know she was
dealt
a few
with,
weeks ago, too.
Yeah, I've been talking to her about it. So you don't want to continuously keep poking the bear where they start to feel like, why are we doing this if we're going to start suffering property damage and patrons are going to be chased out. You don't want that.
Now, it's fair to say that during the course of this, especially in the spring session, I would assume, there's always that like 1 week that some dumb shit happens and then we fix it and it's a wrap. And I thought we already did that, 3 weeks ago?
And that's the thing. Like,
and now we're getting worse again. And
people don't get that they already give us a pretty long leash.
Yeah.
Like, they already accept us doing crazy things. They know what they're getting with us. So if they're complaining now, you just have to go back and look at the other sessions. Has it gotten to this point with the bar before? No. That's a Big red flag. Huge red flag.
I think it's always been saved for the banquet. No. That's why we can't have a banquet in the same place 2 years in a row. No, I'm kidding around.
Yeah, the banquet is actually pretty tame. I mean, there's stuff that happens, but there's not property damage.
No, so, we never. Yeah, property.
There's no property.
That's
damage.
That's like the one thing we can't do is break. Shit.
Except if whenever I snap Joey Batts's neck trophy that he wins, he can't win another trophy. I'm not letting it happen.
No, that's fair. Like if you just want to spear him when he's about to accept it, that's something else we can plan out. That's
and I guess
cool
before
too.
We get to the funner stuff, I guess the third of the issues would be the subbing.
Yeah, the subbing.
The subbing has to come under
Molly.
I don't do anything wrong. I was following the sub list every single
you
time.
You didn't. It's not.
Never
it,
do
it's not.
My name. I'm my just name kidding. Just got taken off.
I can explain to you why your name got taken off.
Explain, Ramir. She seems like she wants to hear.
Okay, so here's why your name got taken off. The sub list. The intent of the sub list was to make certain people available that teams could rely on in a pinch if they were at if they hadn't had exhausted all opportunities to get a sub. Here, you can just take these people randomly, but these people are not supposed to be made to be game changers. These are supposed to be just normal players who are not going to make your team better. To be very honest, certain people, not necessarily you, but certain names, it started becoming very apparent that I can name the three women, to be honest with you. You, Kelly Liddell, and Katie Keller, that teams were now just kind of hoping to get you because you can make a difference because they're like,
yeah,
these girls who are on the sub list
and Parker too.
And Parker.
Yeah.
These girls. Yes. Thank you.
That's okay.
These girls who are on the sub list are better than what we have. So we are going to try to only get this little small grouping of women and we're going to use them to dominate our opponent. And that wasn't the intent of the sub list.
So what about like someone like me though? Me and Kelly, from what I can recall from the sub list, could only sub D1, D2, D3.
You can sub up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could, but we our restriction on the sub list was D1 teams, D2 teams, and D3 teams were the only teams that
could
have
it was already restricted that
was already restricted.
It was already restricted.
Oh, all right.
But now they're off completely.
And now we're just not on there.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't sub. What it means is that you can't sub all day for any team.
Right, which I wasn't doing.
Hold on. What do you mean it doesn't mean she can't sub? Because the way it's explained to me, and this is where I think the problems are coming in, I thought it was that way that, like, if you can ask for any sub before 10 a.m., and the sub list master, whoever that may or may not be, hi, Lenny, will determine if that's, like, a fair thing. Like, for me, you know, Jeff, my quarterback for Bull Club, just blew out his knee.
Yeah.
So
did he really?
Yeah, he did.
He tore his meniscus.
Yeah, he did.
Not any ligaments, though, and that's a big thing. But we'll get into that during the games. But so now granted, we can have Travis play, but now he's going to have, you know, there's going to be schedule conflicts. So,
but Travis shouldn't be able to play quarterback down if you're going by the rules.
Well, he's not actually playing quarterback anywhere.
Well, no, if you just said we could have Travis play. If you're going by the rules, Travis is not allowed to play quarterback in anything else but D1 or 2.
Is that even a list?
Yes.
I don't think that's on any list.
Yeah, that's like
that's
yeah,
something we can argue later. But
I'm just telling
the
you.
The point I'm making here, though, is that we need a quarterback. So I was like, all right, who can we get? Now, I can't go out and say, like, hey, sub list master, can Chris Cole play for
Bill? You can.
I can, I should get an email response within 30 seconds that says, dear Joe K, kindly go fuck yourself. Love the TSL.
Right.
But I should be able to ask if, you know, another D3 quarterback, like we'll just say Topper because he's easy to pick on. We can Topper fill in here? And Lenny can decide, well, Topper's a good replacement. Okay, yeah. he's not significantly better than the player you lost or aren't going to have that week. Let's do that. I always thought it was that way. It turns out, after Lenny explained this to me like 15 times, that you can only ask for people on the sub
list. On that list. That's the
so
way
if
that
you're
it was told
on the
to me.
List, that's the only people you can ask for, even before 10 a.m.
Right.
So you have to ask for me or Dave Walter or whoever you can, you know, scrounge up basically, and ask before 10 a.m. The after 10 a.m. thing is after 10 a.m. on Friday thing is if you get that last minute, oh shit, this person got in a car accident or my baby's in the hospital
really
or whatever.
Grim, dude. Just
yeah, man. Something
had a conflict.
Straight for the
we're not about happiness for like three more seconds.
Whoa.
I didn't write it down. Give me a break. It's just off the cuff. Jerks. The point is, if something happens where somebody's like bailing on you 14 seconds before the game,
just too drunk,
you can look
can't make it.
You can look at the universal sub list and be like, oh, we need a girl Molly McDermott's on this list. People aren't going to care because she's on the sub list. But that kind of feels like it's the same thing. What's the point of having the...
You're correct in that you're supposed to look at the sub list and you're supposed to choose amongst the sub list. However, as me and Lenny spoke about it, because I wanted to make sure that Molly wasn't restricted from subbing, Kelly wasn't restricted from subbing, well, whatever, you can get people to sub. You just have to request it.
That's what I asked Lenny specifically.
What?
Yes, Lenny, that isn't here. I asked him specifically that, and he said that's not the way it is. And that's why I think people are having confusion, and we really need to hammer that out a little bit better.
I'll just go by the precedent that's been going on this league,
okay,
on this session.
Okay.
This session, there has been games where people have gone and said, okay, I'm a Division I team. We're going to be missing somebody. Can we get Molly Morgan to sub for us?
Yes.
It goes through the proper channels, and then they say, yes, Molly Morgan can sub for you. And it's not... At least from what I understand, it wasn't necessarily based on, oh, she's just on the sub list. It's right. Like, okay, she's okay to sub for you. She's not, mm-hmm. This isn't a D6 team that has terrible girls who can't catch anything, and Molly's going to be the best player on the field.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then, it's so funny that, because you said you talked to Lenny United, too. He sent me an email today and said, you can only have these four people sub for you. Basically, that's it. And it was like...
For a quarterback?
Yeah. He said, here's the four people that are eligible to be your QB sub. And it's even before 10 a.m. because I was going to try and find somebody. You know, I wasn't obviously going to shoot for somebody super good because that's just, I know that I'm just going to get laughed at. But apparently you can't even, maybe he explained it wrong to me again, but like I can't even find like a random.
I don't know. I couldn't even ask
like Daryl Carr to fill in. Like that doesn't
I guarantee
sense.
You I'm going to talk to Lenny about 12 more times before Saturday. No,
I'm going to talk to him probably 14 minutes after we walk out of this place.
Yeah.
But I just want to we need to get that a little, even more.
Yeah, we'll clarify it.
I don't want people to feel like nobody ever can sub because there's just some people that
the
can't
sub
be
list has been revised. There's a good number of people on the sub list. So you should be able, if you know that you have, and this is who it's for. It's not for, and we were talking before the podcast started, Molly 1 week didn't have enough people for her Breakfast Club team.
Yeah.
So she brought this to me that morning, and I told her, okay, you can have this guy right in the moment because it was fine. And I told Topper, hey, I allowed her to do this and everything was fine.
Right.
And in cases like that where there's legit people who need somebody, something just came up, the dog ate somebody's homework and they didn't, you know, show up, and we have somebody who's available who, you know, go to the sub list first, but if you have somebody who's available, then yes, we probably will, because we're trying not to be dicks.
I know.
We're trying not to be dicks. We're trying not to be too rigid about things. So yes, you know, if you want to borrow some, if Maddie's available to play quarterback and there's no other options, I guarantee me and Topper probably will say, all right, Maddie's been drinking for 2 hours. Have fun.
So he's better than ever?
Have fun.
So he's D1 ready.
Have at it.
No, and I think with the sub list thing, you know, figure it out however you want to word it, but then like make that the official thing, whether it's from the list, whatever, I don't care. But like me and Molly were talking, myself, Emily talked about it. You know, Botch, like, to play devil's advocate, yeah, it sucks, you know, because you don't want somebody coming off another person's team, like Ramirez said, and winning them the game.
Right.
Repeatedly, you know, right. Like, you know, people, and listen, you look at a list and I don't know if anybody else does this. If I look at the sub list, I say, who's the best player that works with what I need him or her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's ridiculous personally that Harris is on the universal sub list for dudes.
Yeah.
Like, every single week, if I ever needed a guy, I would pick him, tell him to stand in the front cone, and I'd throw him the ball about 6 feet in the air.
And he'd drop it half the time.
But doesn't matter. He's, you know, like, to me, he's a talent that's on there. He's an athlete. Like, he plays with Topper in their Breakfast Club team. He played well against us.
I think he's still on the sub list because I don't think he played on a team last season.
Yeah, but whatever. But
that was, like, the way to get him
in
the games.
What I'm getting back to, though, is for the people that do get there at 9, punch in, and are there until – because, like, you got a Breakfast Club game at 9 and you got a game at 3,
mm-hmm.
and you're already there, and you see people scrambling around, like, asking anybody under the sun to play. Man, does any guy want to play football?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to either go out in the field and play a guy down, or they just are, like, freaking out, and somebody's there, like – I don't know how you handle that because it sucks for the people who want to play more games. And like, I don't because I play on, three teams. I play Breakfast Club with Angels and then with A&A. But for the people that are sitting there that happen to be good at football, like it just stinks that they can't play. But you also can't bring somebody in. You can't bring.
I can't be like, hey, Jeremy Burr, you want to go play on Tommy's experience?
100%.
The reality of how it's transpired so far is that I would say, and it doesn't apply to you because you're not scrambling looking for people at the last second, but the people who have people who have done it consistently, here's the thing. There's a consistency of the teams that do it. There's a small little consistency, which means these teams know they're missing people. They don't care that they're missing people. They wait until the last second, and then they have people in mind that they're going to try and use, and that's, I think, what Lenny's trying to get rid of.
Eliminate.
He's trying to eliminate that small, because it's not most of the teams, not half the teams, not even like one-third of the teams. It's like less than 10 teams, probably less than 5 teams. We know who those teams are. We know who those people are. We know who those people are who are abusing things and using D1 players on D2 rosters and thinking that no one's going to notice. Like, we know that, so most of the time when somebody comes up to me, like, I'm not going to sit there and put anybody on blast.
Right.
But let's be real, people. Right. In the past 3 seasons, can't say that you have come up to me and I have completely shut you down. I have probably bent the rules and said, all right, this one time, because I know you're not taking advantage and you don't do this regularly, use him.
Like,
use her.
I can't believe I have to actually say this, but I know that people sign up for the league, and yes, you're paying the team fee to be into the league. But when you do that, you're essentially basically saying, okay, we're definitely going to be at the fields with, at the very least, 6 people, 2 of which are girls, maybe more, and we will have a team to play every week when we are scheduled. You're basically, it's like an unspoken contract, and that's what you're agreeing to, even though you're paying.
I tell people,
the team you're playing will be able to have their game too. You know, like,
we can't force anybody to do it, but I tell people all the time, you have no business putting a team into this league without 6 to 7 guys and at least 3 girls. You need to have 2 girls to play, and if one of them turns an ankle, you need to have a backup.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You need to have a roster of 10 people.
Well, perfect example of what I'm going through is, however this has to work, I'm going to need a sub for most likely the rest of the season on my roster, because Jackie that plays for us is like, she's like one fall away from actually being paralyzed.
Yeah,
like, she's
good.
Completely done. Like, her doctor said, if you don't want to have like spinal cord surgery, you need to completely eliminate all physical activity for 3 to 5 years.
Whew.
And like, so now I have Danielle and Casey, which they're both there a lot, but things happen. Like, and you know, Danielle coaches softball, and she was kind of my backup. It was like Casey and Jackie were the two that were going to be there all year.
Yeah.
And then when Danielle could make it, great. Like, that stuff happens. But when it's every week, somebody coming to you saying, on, you know, Friday at 10 a.m., oh, can I get Rachel Parker and Molly Morgan, 2 girls, to sub for you? Like,
and then
you show up at the game, and I've seen this, where they have 2 girls, and then they have another girl sub, and the girl that's their subbing is their best girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that, I think that should be, like, not allowed. If you have 2 girls,
that reason right there is exactly why the girl, and no offense, Molly, you kind of are fast as shit and people want you on the team because of it. That's exactly why Lenny took those people off of the, off the sub list.
Yeah, it's in a weird way, and I know Molly's probably going to cut her eyes at me when I say this. In a weird way, it's a compliment that because you've gotten so good, it's like, no, at this point, Molly on your team is probably an enhancement.
And didn't Botch play D6 this week and lose?
Yes.
One of my favorite parts of this week. I know we're going to get there, but who saw that coming?
I did not know this was a thing until
now. Oh, my God.
I've been so preoccupied talking about all this other bullshit.
He did, but
this is the best.
But and when I found out about it and I thought about it, I do remember that I was told prior to the game that the game was already decided.
It was.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because you asked me to play in that game, too.
And Botch is out of shape and can barely run, and he's got one hand still. Yeah. Like,
he filled in for Tommy his experience 2 weeks ago, and Molly McDermott sacked him for like 3 times. It was amazing.
We literally got to the bar, and somebody said, I can't believe I beat Baccio on a stop and go. Like, that was, I turned around, I don't know who exactly.
No, it was definitely Dave Walter.
But no, somebody said it, and were like thrilled about life. They were like, I can't believe I smoked Baccio on a stop and go. And like, Baccio was there. He was like in the vicinity. They were talking shit about him.
I love it. But, so now that we got pretty much everything out of the way, all the hard stuff out. It turns out that this is not a wrestling league. This is actually a football league. So, Jim, if you're ready, let's actually talk about some games.
You know, kind of the funny thing about wrestling, just real quick, Buffalo Championship Wrestling reached out to me to announce their July event coming up.
This isn't about you.
And guess what?
Are you paying for airtime?
I can't. I can't do it. So big shout out to BCW for reaching out. There's some people in the TSL that tried to link this together for me. So big thank you to the team out there.
You
got to
pay for
the TSL for these things.
I thought you said they reached out to you to like wrestle. That was
oh, man. Wait a minute.
Geminator!
Well, with that being said, let's move forward to Breakfast Club, shall we?
It's 1 a.m. Who wants pancakes?
We better have some fucking beer or something.
9 o'clock, Breakfast Club games. First up, we've got the Taminators with 37 on the board. Poppy Molly has scored 29. Chef Curry with the shots. Put up 45. Angry Taylor's with 34. And Peanut Butter Kelly time! Scores 33. Bounce Pals 28. Those are your 9 o'clock Breakfast Club games.
The best part about Breakfast Club this week is that it's exactly the same as Breakfast Club the week before.
Yep.
And that's just how the standings worked out, and that was fun. Molly, you decided to talk smack and make a bet with me, and you still owe me a shot for it because you guys lost, but you got Taylor Sekulski to play quarterback
for
you.
We had
what happened?
Decent game going. I don't know. We had actually my pretty full team show up for once. Except for my quarterback, obviously. So then,
that's an upgrade.
Quarterback,
Taylor is an upgrade.
So yeah, I thought
it hard.
It did go
too strong.
Way more well than the previous game.
Yeah, definitely. You guys lost by 1,000.
Yeah,
that
was because I had like a misfit team. I had like me and someone else that was actually on my team, me and Sarah. But yeah, I don't know what I don't know what's going on with us.
What was, just real quick, I want to revert back to the draft. What were you thinking when you drafted Tommy Hughes? To actually
no,
show
I,
up every...
I'm pretty sure that all the quarterbacks were gone because she picked at the end.
They
of
were.
The
no, I no, was
I
six.
I'm not even talking about skill. I'm just talking about possibility of showing up. Just probably.
No, he was literally
the
only person left that could probably throw a ball
yes.
10 yards.
Yeah.
So it was like, she
I
took him
no
because
choice.
She needed a quarterback. I remember that because I remember going, see if he's there.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him to death, but when he does show up, just smells like booze, which I love because so do I. But, like, I mean, just if he's there, that's the toss-up.
It was actually a good back-and-forth game, though. I mean,
it
you
was.
Guys were for a little
yeah,
bit.
It was
and we
pretty
took,
close.
We took the lead back. Topper in the first half was just overthrowing everybody, so we kept
no.
going too – we just assumed he was just too strong.
Yeah.
He did have the wind muscles. At his back. We didn't really need to talk about it.
No.
But, yeah, Taylor came and played. It was a really close game, and notable for this game is that it's the first game that Gary won all season.
Hey,
he wasn't there for our win
Gary.
The week before, so he finally won. He actually ends up winning another game later on the day. We'll get to that. Ramir, how did your game go, though? Obviously, you guys won, so.
Yeah, it's hard to stop Emily.
Yeah, she's just burning it up.
That's
because, like, every
much.
Time I looked at your game, like, Kyle just seemed to be burning people.
Well, I mean, Kyle's a little speedster, and people kind of, you know, because he's not, I guess, vocal and talking shit about how good he is. Yeah, they sleep on him,
sleep
and then he
him.
Just kind of sneaks behind him. But Emily, actually, she had a few drops, but she's been really good in Breakfast Club. She she's the star of her own team.
Well, that's good, because, I mean, it is her team.
Yeah.
Maddie, how'd your game go?
Actually, really good.
Seems like it.
We lost, but I was absolutely I was a shell of myself in the morning. Like, I was in the fetal position after the first drive. Travis threw, like, did his cat hair thing, and I'm already sick. It was like the replacements. I was like, if you're going to throw up, I'm going to throw up. Leave me alone. Get away. Like,
what was wrong, buddy? You feeling sick?
Yeah, I was just wasted.
How did the night before go?
I was wasted.
Yeah,
still.
I know you were. I saw the Snapchats.
And, honestly,
congrats on your title.
Thank you. Yeah. We
don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we beat Molly's team in the Game
smoked
On
them.
Championship. Yeah,
did not get smoked.
you beat us. You lost to us without Botch, Paul, and me. You should be embarrassed.
Oh.
Anyways, but it came down to the last drive. It was neither of us could stop each other. It was a really good game, and we got the ball in between the 5 and the 10 with 2 seconds left. We snapped it. And Jay Jasker came off a slant wide open, and I put it a little too far in front of him, went through his hands, and we lost the game. But
how
it
can
was...
you put it too far in front of him? He's got a 42-foot reach.
Yeah, he's a tree. He's a tree.
He's Gumby.
And I was also, like I said, you know, barely alive. But it was
when you're at your best. I don't want to hear it.
It was a really, really good game, and it was fun. I think anybody that doesn't play Breakfast Club, they're missing out so bad.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of fun.
It's probably my favorite game of the week every week. I love
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you always get to – that's when you get to meet new people and just try shit out and just have a good time. And
like, I've met two dudes this year that I had no idea who they were, and they're like really cool.
Yeah.
Like, now I chit chat with them between every game, and like, they're awesome. Austin and Andrew, really.
Yeah,
good
I was gonna say, I knew Austin.
You know who's awesome on my team is she's new is Alex.
Yeah, Alex.
Dude, she's hysterical.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She is
I
so
love
funny.
Her.
Saturday morning.
She is so
funny.
She's
love the
it.
Best.
Do we know when Breakfast Club playoffs are? Because I know they're not during actual playoffs. It's got to be soon.
I would think.
I got you.
Uh-oh. Look. Molly's looking.
Oh, boy. Cannot wait. But I'm pretty sure this is like another position round where it's like first versus sixth.
God, I hope it's the same games again.
So that would be amazing. No, this week, guys, it's normal. Like, we have teams that we're playing. I'm playing
I would hope so.
Kelly's team. Okay. But then,
so then the week after would probably be playoffs.
Yeah, matchups, the week after it's seeded
this
again.
This is the last position.
So this is it. This is it.
Well, that's exciting. So
10 o'clock games.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Stole the words right from my mouth.
A football Saturday,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Jesus Christ.
Your 10 o'clock games, the Replacements, D2, they score 36, the Purge puts up 25, Morning Wood with 40 on the board, Cinta scores 31, Bullet Club with the win, 37, Puckett All-Stars with 28, Hope and Ruin scores 40, Passless Chaps with the 12 on the board, and our last game in that 10 o'clock time slot, D6, the McKenzie Agency with 34, Collegiate Builders 14. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Well, I'll just start with my game, even though I only saw half of it, and I didn't see the most important play, which included my quarterback, Jeff Easton, taking a step out of bounds and his knee going away that it probably shouldn't, and he crumbled into a little heap. I heard the game against Puckett was pretty close. Obviously, we won by 9. They were a little chippy, whatever, but just going to say, Jeff, like, I don't think you're listening to this, but that's okay. I'm going to say it anyway. You got lucky because you didn't tear any ligaments, which is big news, obviously. He just partially tore his meniscus, which is going to keep him out for about 2 months, which is just enough time to get back for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Feel better, buddy. Another win, but we have to kind of figure it out the rest of the way.
Related to that game, you ever play like the really old school Maddens, like the 92s and 93s, 94?
Yes. Yes.
So you remember when someone got injured, the car would come on.
Yep.
The field. I was the car for Jeff Easton.
Were you?
Yeah.
Wheeled him off?
Yeah, I wheeled him off. Brought my car all the way across. People were like, what is your car doing? Put him in the back and drove him off.
This makes me more sad for my friend than making me wanted to giggle, so that's cool. McKenzie Agency played Collegiate Builders. I know that Paula Bull threw for them because Ferger was off for reasons. Looks like everything went A-okay against Collegiate, so McKenzie's getting a little bit back on track.
Yep.
And Hope and Ruin played Passless Chaps, and the game went pretty much the way you would expect it to go. Passless Chaps, my buds, I walked over there to say hello, and that was probably like 2 drives into the game, and they said they're already down 16, so it's not the way you want to start a game. Oh. It's unfortunate. Let's see, what other games were there? Morningwood coming up and beating Joey Batts' work crew.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Joey's just going to try to get that together, but he's, like he said, he doesn't think his girls are that great, so maybe he's going to try and get some off the sub list. Oh, wait. Can't do that.
That's out.
Joke aside, but Morningwood, I believe their odds kept dropping from the Godfather there to win the championship, so maybe they're going to go up a little bit this week, or go down. No, it would go down if you're getting a little bit better, right? And then what was the last game? Replacements played the Purge. Did the Purge have their illegal subs for this game? Do you know that?
Illegal subs for this game, yes.
And then I know they had it for the next one, too. So, illegal subs, I mean, you know, I know for a fact that you had to know that Sherry was going to be out of town the whole time, because I knew that last Wednesday when she said she was going to be out of town. So how did
just ask
that
Sherry
know?
She'll tell you her whole plans for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's pretty
what are you doing? What do you mean this week?
And well, then let me just pulls out a Rolodex of everything. It's
drops
terrible.
A scroll.
Love so you, Sherry. I didn't get a chance to see much of any of these games. Did you guys see any of this stuff?
Cause well, quick
around.
Shout out though, because I first time I've played them this year. Maybe I haven't played them before, but I know, and I think you might have mentioned it previously. Puckett All Stars, like. Does not have any like blazing speed.
Right.
Does not have any like outstanding. They're just a
good
team. Like they're just grinders.
Yeah.
Like I saw them and I was like, wow, we're gonna blow them out by like 45. We beat them on the second to last drive of the game, and then we got a pick and returned it, so the score looked different.
I remember that.
But it was. I mean, they are just tough. They don't make any mistakes. They don't make any huge plays. They always score on like 6 down. Like they could be good if they got like 1 or 2 like other explosive players. I mean, mm-hmm. They'd be really good.
I don't think they're in the market for a free agent though, because I'm pretty sure this is a team that started in D5 or 6, won that, moved up to D4, won that, and moved up to D3. So.
Well, whatever, good for them. I mean, they're tough.
They're doing it kind of the right way in a way, because like you start low and you work together and you get better as you go, instead of just like splitting off from your friends and picking up ringers and stuff, kind of like I did. But that's fine.
I was gonna say, how's that going?
I don't know. My friends had a baby and they don't play football anymore. Yeah. I feel bad about it. And then, so Replacements beat the Purge with illegal subs, so it didn't even really matter in the long run.
You.
That's exciting. Does anybody else have anything to say about any of these games?
Nope.
Good, because we're going to kind of whip through them because, you know, we just talked for 40 minutes about rules. 11 o'clock, Jim, go.
So in the midst of this...
And I get a amen.
11 o'clock games. You've got Gryffindor, D2 scoring 44, The Purge with 35. Mix with three X's, 49 on the board, one Todd too many. Scores 29, Shredders, 46, Brew Crew, 27. Full Throttle, D4 game, second one of that hour right there. 33, Buffalo Solar Solutions with 28. And in that final 11 o'clock game, another D4 game, HK4 and Indecent Exposure. HK4, 43, Indecent Exposure wins with 44 on the board. Those are your 11 o'clock games.
Real big fan of the Kesha today, Jim. Good job.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, like, that's good musical selection. It's just in my head. Nice.
I love it.
The cease and desist orders on this will be sent to toppersports.com.
Well, we're giving out our own cease and desist, so I guess it's just even.
It's going around.
Anybody see anything that happened here? I was not at the field, so I can bullshit these games if you want.
No, you want to know? I feel like I play at 12, so we'll get that next. But, like, I did not pay attention really to anything all day, and I don't know what I was doing. I was sitting there, too. It does, though. I was sitting there at the fields, and I just, like...
Were you, like, on...
Oh, you know what I was doing during this time? 10, 11 a.m., I was bringing around buckets of beer to everyone, so that was my mission.
Why, yeah. Were you just, like, the beer fairy?
Well, they had $1, like, craft beers at the bar, so I was running around.
They did the thing where they just dump cheap alcohol on us, and then they wonder why we break their plants.
Yeah, bringing it around everyone, so...
They were giving away $1. No, they were giving away $1 9% IPA.
I saw that. Yeah. I was so
like an 18-ounce can. I was like, "What the hell?"
That is true.
Is
that's
this?
Right. I remember we walked up to the bar and we were just like, "Hey, cool, a tote full of beer." And we're just like, "Dollar a piece. This is gonna go."
No, I was like, "Joe, okay, get out of my way."
Yeah, she just moved me around.
Can't have it both ways. You talk about wanting specials, they give you specials.
Oh, we let them
don't
know.
Act special.
But they didn't give us the Mountain Dew shots or the s'more shots. Man. Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Gryffindor and the Purge. That's actually a game where the sub list kind of like met its end because that's where the Purge kind of like guilted Joey Batts into letting the two D1 girls play.
Who were the two girls that played?
Heather and Crystal Carlson.
Oh, that game should have been over before it started.
Yeah. So, but Joey's team wanted him to just say we're taking the win. Too bad. And Joey didn't want to be a dick, and so he felt kind of like pressured to accept it. And like I know people don't feel bad for Joey Batts.
Whatever, they still won.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They still came out and won, so it didn't even matter. So it's kind of like it is what it is. But that's the stuff that can't happen. You gotta get people gotta start getting their stuff together with the sub list. Jay-Z came to town and took on Topper and basically made a name for himself this week because he took out one of the quote unquote top two teams in the league, and then, you know, the ground took out the other one, so we're screwed. But good showing by Jay-Z's team. He keeps talking shit that he's gonna have a great team, and he keeps winning, so you can't really do much about it. Let's see what we got here. Shredder's beating up the Brew Crew. I've kind of been giving them a little bit of shit lately because I thought they were just so much better than they've been playing, and they played the Brew Crew and they beat them the way they should have. So
they've got a lot of talent. They just don't know how to use it. Yeah, they don't know what they're
doing. I play softball with Parker, and she was playing for them, and she just says they just don't like throw the ball to the girls enough, and they're just.
I have seen them play with Parker, and I've seen her like twist girls around and be wide open, and just won't look at her.
Well, the girls are either like a 2-yard check down, or they don't throw it to them, and then they just chuck it deep 5 plays in a row. I'm like, I don't.
Now, you talk about playing Madden. That's like the way to do it.
Yeah.
Person who throws deep every time until Calvin Johnson catches it.
They're
it
even like
out
worse. They're like NFL Blitz on
Tornado DDT.
Exactly.
I love it. So then two more D4 teams who might be considered in the lower half of that division. Full Throttle with Lou. I don't think he put anybody in a headlock this week, so he took on the old AARP. They come around with a win, so they've been actually, I think they've won their last couple games, so they look to be coming along. And then apparently the game of the hour.
I mean, look at that score, jeez.
Indecent Exposure and HK4, two teams that are definitely going to be battling for the D4 championship this year. Indecent Exposure escapes with a 1-point victory. Man, I wish I would have known the ending of that. I hope it was like something cool that happened. Like, it's always better when it ends on like the last play because they either got the point or stopped a point or something like that.
Yeah.
Those games are always better that way. But
is HK4 the team that's all red?
Yes. The team that came up to D3 and just did not.
Yeah, they got roasted. Yeah, okay, I remember them. Okay, yeah. They're actually, they are like systematic.
Yes.
They have, like, real code names and shit. Yeah. He'll call, like, Fire Red.
They do. Striker.
12.
They
yeah,
do.
No, I'm dead serious. That
like,
happens.
He does, yeah.
And then, like, but they all know what's going on. Like, the girl, like, literally, like, turns around and goes down onto, like, her one knee, and the ball's, like, right there, and that's the play. And it's
I would legitimately.
It's unbelievable.
I would legitimately kill to play on a team like
that. Oh, my God.
Dude, seriously. Left, right, Thundercat. And you're like, yeah, let's do this.
I'll never forget. When they were up and we were playing them, they did that, and they scored on us, like, three times, and I was like, holy shit, like, they practice.
Yeah.
They got a real group
They have
text.
Real audibles and shit.
A real
crazy.
Group text. It's not just like, who's going to be there this week, huh? Okay.
No, it's like, guys, this is our lingo for this week.
Yeah, they're good.
Learn it or die.
They're good. They're yeah, good.
They're definitely a good team.
So Indecent Exposure must be really good, too. So
yeah, they're having a really good season, actually, Indecent Exposure. I don't know if they got new people or they just really, really got it together, mm-hmm. but they're playing really well, too, and that's always good for the division because – like I've said before, if you look at the D4 standings, you could draw like a line right through the middle of it, and there are the haves and the kind of have-nots, and there's going to be a good battle for this championship. This might be like the best playoff to watch actually
yeah.
this year.
Yeah, I got a question for you real quick.
What up, Jim?
Sometimes you call it season, sometimes you call it session.
Yeah.
What is it?
That's, okay, there's the question. Whichever one you say, because I mean like theoretically it's spring is a season and a session.
12 o'clock games?
Yeah, do it.
Sounds good to me.
What is heavier, 200 pounds of bricks or 200 pounds of feathers? The answer is the feathers. 200 pounds of bricks is just a pile of bricks. But if you try to carry, damn it, the 200 pounds of feathers, you also have to carry the weight of what you did to those poor birds.
With your 12 o'clock games, Marty Mayer scored 39, New Gods put up 22, Hootie and the Brofish score 44, The Replacements with 22, All We Do Is Quinn 27, Winners puts up 20. Tie game between Come From Behind and Hung Buffalo, 14 across the board, and in your last 12 o'clock game, Home Tech scores 22, Nice TDs with 19. Those are your midday games.
Molly, we haven't heard enough from you today, so why don't you tell us about your game and how you blew the fuck out of another team.
Who'd you blow? What?
Phrasing.
Phrasing.
I stand by my statement.
I'm going to continue to answer the question.
Molly, you gotta stop snorting.
Giggity.
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, we all played really well. We weren't gonna have Bro this week because he was gonna bartend a wedding, but he ended up going later, so he came to the game. And yeah, we're just great.
Was Lindsay there?
That's fucking awesome.
No, actually, no. It was just sorry.
We're just great.
It was no.
It's like so.
Well,
great.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Guys, listen.
It's fucking.
X's and O's. Let's
have,
go.
We did not have Lindsay or Nicole, so it was me and Kelly.
Okay.
This week.
And we wore purple.
No, we wore.
They wear orange.
She doesn't come to the fields. Leave them alone.
We wear orange.
Traffic cone orange is the.
It is. Yeah, it's very 3 mile orange. Orange. But. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to go to the playoffs and see what happens.
You're excited to go to D1 because there's no way you guys are staying in D2 for next season, which
yeah.
sucks because I feel like, how many of your guys already play in D1?
Only Eric.
And he's not even playing this week, so.
Yeah.
He gone.
Here's the week to get him. Here's the week. Here's the week to be the Brofish, guys. Is there anything you guys did specifically to beat the Replacements?
Score.
Yeah, score a lot.
They score touchdowns and stop their touchdowns.
I don't think we did anything different than we normally do.
Just whatever you do in practice?
We don't practice. Okay. We don't
they
have
play,
cool...
They play pickup.
I know they do.
Practice.
Yeah, it's
it.
Pickup, not practice.
Practice.
I love it, though.
And it's not even like everyone from... It's mostly tight ends that goes to that anyway. Tight ends and sticky bandits.
That's all the same.
It's
all the same. It's the tight end Brofish in motion.
Bandits.
The sticky ends in the Brofish.
Yeah.
Bandits.
Sticky motion.
It's funny, though. Ramir, you guys played your hearts out and lost by 17.
Yeah.
Were you missing people or just not good?
We were missing people, but, you know, it comes down to the same thing. Bad rookie or good rookie. So, there you go. That's our game.
We're going to just throw...
That's it. Wow. Hey, a lot of X's and O's there.
We're going to casually just say Ricky didn't play well. Got it.
Anyway. I mean, no, I'm not... Okay, I don't want to make it seem like it's all Ricky.
Because
we didn't play well as a team. There's a lot of things that we didn't do. But, I mean, we have to score. And I think the inconsistency of who's showing up makes it harder for Ricky to get on the same page.
Ramirez, here's a question for you, though. Seriously, with the inconsistencies sometime between good and bad Ricky, will he be a free agent at the end of the session/season?
I haven't thought about anything other than just try to win a game.
No, and I watched that game, and I'm going to defend Ricky a little bit here.
Ooh.
Corey dropped 3 touchdowns.
Cody.
Yeah. And, I mean, they were Dilfer freaking dimes. Like, two of these throws, literally, yeah. He put these balls,
Matt's
like,
right.
outside left cone from the 10-yard line
right.
on a rope.
Matty's
and
right.
they went right through his hands. And I'm not saying they weren't hard catches because he's running dead speed, but if he catches those, they were on back-to-back drives that you guys didn't score.
We scored on one of them.
Or no, yeah, you did. You
but
scored,
the other one
you
we didn't
the first
score.
One. I mean, I think those would have changed the game. And I also think, for some reason, it's very odd with you guys. Either you kill it with the girls, or they're non-existent. Either you guys, like, girls get all your touchdowns, or they get none of them. Because I watched that whole game, and I thought you guys were going to pull it out.
Thanks
and then,
for watching my game.
I was holding Frank, so I brought my
you
puppy.
You couldn't have held Frank
puppy.
While watching game.
Well, no offense. I kind of knew how that game was going to go after the first 3 plays, yeah. So I wanted to go watch one that
you
was going to be a little
21-0 with 30 minutes to go.
But, I mean, I just wanted to defend a little Ricky, or defend
no,
Ricky a little there.
Defend little Ricky.
Yeah. Little Ricky. Like, little Ricky. Is that like little Penny?
Like little Richard.
Someone just got a new nickname.
I love it. The other games this hour, Quinn, they're actually on top of D5, taking on Witters. They beat him by 7. Witters has actually been coming along a little bit as they kind of gel because they're still a new team.
I've been quietly cheering for Quinn their entire existence. I just haven't won a championship yet.
Right. They're actually pretty good.
They are good.
They're good dudes. I've talked
they
to
are.
Them.
They're
cool. I believe they listen to the show. At least they used to.
I've been
to,
cheering
so.
For
hey
them
guys.
The entire time.
Come from behind and hung Buffalo, battle to a 14-14 draw. That's pretty cool.
It's just unreal.
And Home Tech pulling off the win against Nice TDs. I've been one that said Home Tech, they went from this D4 team that was up and coming, and they just turned into, like, the worst franchise in the TSL. But they do have 2 wins on the season, which is more than some teams can say. So congrats to them for pulling out a gutty victory, and hopefully they won't fold. Jim, 1 o'clock games.
What are your plan, guy? What about me, Katie Keller?
We better have some fucking beer or something.
Oh, shit. That's
with
fucked
your
up.
1 o'clock games.
Soundbite games.
I didn't get
real.
It. Yeah, stuff. That's yeah. fucked up.
Marketing Myers. Marketing Myers scores 37. Public Enemy with 26. Gryffindor puts up 45 on the board. DMX scores 40 right there. Your D5 game at 1300 o'clock. Maddie's Angels scores 42 points while the Bams struggle putting up 38. Dilly Dilly!
Yeah.
Dilly. We don't get to cheer for them right
Ooh,
now.
Okay, Dilly Dilly puts up 51. Tight end zones with 6. And practice squad scores 49. Jabronis with 26. Those are your 1 p.m. games.
Rough. Dilly Dilly came out and played tight end zones in a game of who was going to be first in D6, and Dilly Dilly beat the crap out of tight end zones, so much so that I have to question if they didn't have their whole squad
I was about
there.
To say,
yeah,
geez,
like
that
just seems 51-6 is a lot. Tight end zones, I don't know who you are, but I know enough of from reading about your games that you're better than that, so I don't know what happened there. I don't think there were any fights. Gryffindor beat DMX. DMX actually held in there pretty good. I know that they're having a rough season, too, in D2. Like I said before, they've wanted to play in D3. It just wasn't allowed because they're too good for that. But they're kind of like in that middle zone where it's like, should you be in D3? You're probably too good for that.
They should probably be in D3.
I think if D3 had, like, one last team, they would have been the team that would have came
in. Yes, absolutely.
There were too many teams in D3, and then they had won it, so they kind of got forced to move up, but I think they should probably
I actually think, if you take a look at we won't have enough time to do it today, but I did want to do a thing with, like, teams we could look at, like, pretenders, contenders, and kind of, like, relegation, because I think there's some teams that are just in the wrong division.
Agreed.
And it's nothing wrong with them. I mean, they're trying their best, and they're playing their little hearts out, but at the same time, like, you're not doing yourself a favor by, like, just being frustrated every week and,
like, not enjoying it.
Yeah,
what?
It's not fun. So I think there's actually going to be, like, a little bit of a league restructuring because D2 doesn't need 8 teams or whatever. And I know that Hootie, and I'm pretty sure Joey Batt said he was taking Gryffindor up to D1 next year. I think he's getting another guy or two. So
good for him.
That could be good to see. Marketing Mayors came in and played Public Enemy. I don't know if anybody saw that game, but it looks like it went the way you might have thought it would.
I'm going to say this about Marketing Mayors, because I feel like there's a contingent of people who are just like, oh, Ice Downtown's just going to win it because they haven't lost yet. Marketing Mayor is the defending champions.
Right.
They're pretty good when they and they're missing, you know, Dalecki, who's their best player, but they're still good.
Yeah.
They're still really, really good. So, you know, the fact that they beat, you know, New Gods and Public Enemy this week. And so here's the thing. We were talking about All We Do Is Quinn. One of the ex All We Do Is Quinn players is now on Marketing Mayors. And people
really?
Don't know who he is, but I know who he is. And he's really, really good. So that's like in their back. His name is Dean.
Yeah, he only played this week, though, right? That was, this was
this
his
is his first time
week.
Playing.
Yeah.
But to have him as like your backup guy, he's good.
Yeah.
Those guys in D1 don't know who he is.
Right.
He can he can abuse them before they find out. By the time they realize how good he is, they'll probably be in the championship.
It's a little too late for that. So he's just moved up then? He just left Quinn? Or...
Yeah, he left Quinn.
Okay, I didn't know if there was a dust-up.
No beef. He just, you know, moved up. And...
Matt, before we get to your game, I'll just touch on the Jabronis came in and played the practice squad. Jabronis still trying to figure it out a little bit. They get toasted by practice squad, who I actually think might be the best team in D6. They kind of, I think they've come a long way from just last season, even when we were playing them. I believe we beat them, not in the championship, but the game before the championship with Tommy Hughes, and they played a really, really good game. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, missed one or two things, but it looks like they're really shoring it up, and they're actually having a really great season. So shout out to them. And then that leaves Maddie playing the Bams. Maddie, talk about it.
Maddie, what's going on with your team?
We should have gotten two wins that game.
Two
wins.
Why should you get two games?
It was absolutely... I played in this league so long, and nothing like this I've ever seen happen in my life.
What?
We were up, whatever, two. They had the they had the ball with 30 seconds left, no timeouts, 6-0 from, like, outside the 50.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the dude that refs with Billy is, young kid, I don't know his name.
I think that might have been Thomas Marone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, nice guy.
Tommy.
But yeah.
Okay.
The dude ran it out to, like, my side, which always baffles me. No disrespect to Emily. It's probably just a compliment to her. They never run anything to Emily's side. It's always like they throw it to my side. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Throw it to Emily. She'll knock it down.
It's 1 p.m. Maddie might have had a few drinks. Let's hope
and
for the best.
This dude ran it out, and I was actually, like, one away from the corner, and we had a – I can't remember who was covering the corner, but I, like, broke on it, and the ball, I'm not kidding you, was at least – 3 yards from the end zone. I can't speak for where both of his feet were, but I know his 1 foot, because like he had it out in front of him, was like really far, like close to like the five. So this dude must have had the legs of Gumby if this call was true. the kid reffing with Billy waves, immediately blows the whistle, waves his hands no, and then does like the out of bounds call. We all shake hands.
Yeah.
Buddha leaves to go play her game. My cleats were off. Billy power trip, double whistles, calls it a touchdown, and calls us all back out on the field.
What?
Yep.
How is that even a thing?
So he then burned one of our timeouts at 26 seconds, and we went down the entire field in four plays in 26 seconds, and I threw an absolute zinger to Maggie. That wasn't to Maggie. It was to girl behind her, and Maggie stuck her hands up in the air and just snatched it out of the
air.
This is mine now. We scored with 2 seconds left, and we won the game.
That is a way to lose, Bams. Jeez.
It was
what he's saying is it shouldn't have even got to that point.
Yeah. What they said is, Billy like explained it to me, and the way he explained it was it's either 2 feet, 1 foot in the ball, 1 foot. He gave me some long explanation about how it scored, and I said,
"There's
Billy,
no way that's a."
I literally looked at him. I said, "Billy, I love you to death."
It was the front of the end zone.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's wrong.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
I said,
he's 1,000%.
No, I said you must have had. I don't even care what the rules are. You must have had your Bushnell binoculars out because you
yes.
had a 50-yard line. And this dude was standing on the pylon.
Yeah,
and called
he's right
short,
there.
And Billy, like, conversed with him and was like, I've spoken to my partner about what he saw. He wasn't aware of the rules. I was like, oh, my God. So we played the last drive without Buddha and without Leah Bernal. And
that's a wrong call.
Yeah,
it's either
terrible call.
2 feet in.
Or the ball.
Or the ball.
It's one or the other.
That's it.
It could have been
15. It's
not
one and one.
It could have been 1 foot and one.
No!
It could have been back heel graze aligned with, I was going to say, with two blades of grass. I don't know what the rules are, but.
This is not a choose your own adventure book.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That was the first time. We got, like, dude, my cleats were off. Buddha already left. How long it was that Buddha had already been on the field and they had ran a play.
So I was near that field. I wish, and I know this isn't your personality to do this, but I just saying in retrospect, I wish you would have said, Ramir, what are you doing right now? Like, just walked me over there because I would have just went apeshit. Like,
it
what
was,
are you doing
it
to
was
them?
Like, even the Bams were like, oh, we're going to like, okay, that's great. Good for us.
They had
like,
to put their cleats back on,
like,
too.
Wow. They thought it was over, too. Like, I'm handshake sitting down. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So how angry were you when you were playing that last drive?
You know how I got.
That's why I already knew it exactly.
I already knew that we were going to score.
Yeah, you just went in the
flame on.
Yeah, hey, real quick, here's the three plays we're going to run. Let's go shove it up their asses. Let's go.
Yep.
Were you a douche after? Like, let's fucking go.
I think I just picked Maggie up and I started screaming. And that was pretty
loud. I did see the play where, I don't know what you did, but it's like the ball went up in the air, you tapped it, another guy hit it, tapped it again, then you snagged it. You were like, let's fucking go!
So me and Buddha ran like a ladder, like a hitch and ladder play, and she threw it, about 5 yards behind me, and the dude was running to get it. So I tapped it over
him. He taps it.
And it went over his head, and then I saw another guy coming, so then I tapped it over his head, and then I caught it and ran into the end zone.
That can't be real.
I saw it. It was like fumbly rumbly.
I did it twice and then caught it and scored. And it was from like the 40-yard line. It was
shit
long.
Like that is why people want to punch other people in the face.
I need to start watching more
Isn't
games.
That like a forward, like lateral?
He was just popping it up in the air.
So
somebody
it's not
else
even,
touched
you're right, it's not even.
Somebody else touched it. Because one time that he popped it, the other guy got his hands on it, but Maddie never took his eyes off it. So
that
it just kept going.
Bananas.
He's just a winner, you know?
You're disgusting. Of course you did. God damn. All right. That is a great way to end our talking about the 1 o'clock games, Jim. Let's just move along.
Why'd you stack your team, Uncle Topper?
Guy stuff.
Dude, 2 o'clock games. First game that we have right here is going to be XTC with 26 on the board. Public Enemy scores 20. Slytherin, that end zone, 52. Cobblestone scores 26. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers, 46. AXA, 34. Dark Knights, they score 26 with a win over top some other team. And then the Jabronis and Dilly Dilly, they played. And there was a score there. Then that game ended. Those are your 2 o'clock games.
XTC, shout out to them getting their first win of the season over Public Enemy.
No, they got another one, I thought.
No, I'm looking at the standings right now. That's the only reason I know that for sure.
Oh, okay.
They tied at one point. They're 1-3.
Oh, they tied. Okay, yeah. There you go.
So Public Enemy's 2-4, and did they not have their guys this week, or they just...
Paul Johnson was there. Baccio was there.
Is he playing? Did he play?
Baccio did play.
Oh, maybe that was the problem.
He wasn't supposed to.
I don't think Radke was there, and I think
Pauly
J got hurt in the first game.
Oh, he did? Oh,
yeah, not like hurt,
but like enough
think,
to where
like,
it, like,
yeah, where he didn't.
Him.
Yeah, he
where
was
he's
only,
not himself.
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
That's always the worst.
I love Pauly J.
Did XTC have Doobie this week?
I don't know.
Yes.
They did? So,
yes,
I mean, that helps.
Doobster.
That will obviously make you a better team when you have a pretty good quarterback. So shout out to them. Shout out to Slytherin in that end zone getting a victory. Gary having
Let's
a big
go.
Day. He might even be MVP of the week going 2-0 after going, I think, 0-11 for
that's
the rest of the season.
That's a huge week for Gary.
Beating up on Cobblestone, who should not be in D3. We do this every spring with Cobblestone. When Cobblestone rolls in spring and Daryl gets like two girls and the same guys that are always there and that aren't Garrett Beesing or some practice squad
for
NFL,
the NFL
player.
Dude, yeah.
And we're always going to have that conversation in the summer where we go, hey, Cobblestone, you should probably play in D4. And Daryl goes, fuck that. And then he just signs players off, like I said, off the Bengals or something.
But somehow he'll reel in like one random dude, and like Garrett's definitely like, I'm not playing. But
yes.
all of a sudden Garrett every week.
I think it's because nobody else asks Garrett to play because they're just assuming he's going to play in Cobblestone.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of us would just be like, hey, Garrett, you want to come play with us? But then I think we would have to go to D2. But
Daryl would just lose it, though. He wouldn't even know what to do.
Daryl would be so mad he just cut his hair off. Like, I'm done here. We're done with you, Garrett. You're out of the will. But so Cobblestone needs to get it together. But again, congrats, Slytherin. Uncle Rico's did what they've been doing all season, and they beat up on a team they should have beat up on, and that's good.
I'm surprised they scored that many points, AXA, because those guys are just not that good.
You think they should have scored more?
No, they should have scored.
No, they gave up, yeah.
Like, really?
AXA does not.
No, I know they're not that great. Not to be a douche. But
I'm surprised they put up 34. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm shocked they got that many points
so
on the board.
Is there or is there not a intellectual property rights issue between
Yeah, you got to be pissed. Every time you look at the schedule, I know you get confused because I know you're already three shots in.
Everybody know who the real A&A is.
That's true. Well, it's not this
A&A
version.
I don't care. You write it. Put on your little ink. Everybody know who A&A is.
Is that AXA or A times A?
It's AXA.
I think
A times A.
A squared?
A times A.
A squared.
Yeah,
do it
A squared.
A. What else can we talk about here? Well, Dark Knight's coming through and beating Salino in what actually turns out to be a pretty good game. Two teams that are evenly matched. Dark Knights pull it out, even without Lenny on the sideline like he was supposed to be all season. And then our main event in the the fisticuffs battle between Dilly Dilly and Jabronis, which had all of our entertainment, shall we say, for the weekend. Ramirez making that face. I love it. Dilly Dilly did end up winning that game. I don't know if they got girls to play or if they both played 5-on-5 or what happened there.
What happened was, so Ricky came, I reffed the Dark Knights game. Ricky came over and says, Ramirez, if I throw somebody out, a team isn't allowed to grab anybody, right? And I go, no, they're not allowed to grab anybody. Fuck them.
Right.
So he goes, okay.
That's a fair
I love that response.
There's zero way that's not exactly what he said verbatim.
That is exactly what I said. Ricky goes back, and then afterwards, I asked Ricky, I was like, so they played down? He goes, no. Well, what happened? And someone mistakenly told me that Topper allowed them to grab a player. Because then I went in on Topper, and Topper was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was in the bar. I got to the bottom.
No, it's accurate. This checks out.
I got to the bottom of it, and then it turns out that the opponent didn't want to allow them to play short, so they let them grab somebody off the
side. I actually like that, too, though.
That's baller, too.
I like that.
Like, honestly, if Bullet Club had a thing where, like, a girl got kicked out, even if it was for fighting one of our 15 females, but I would never want to play a team shorthanded like that. It just seems like, I don't want to say bush league, because that's not the right term, but I'd rather beat a team at least having six people. Mm-hmm. So I think I would kind of probably do the same thing. As long as I'm not, you know, they're not handing them like Cheryl or somebody crazy good. But like,
They came up to me and asked because I was standing.
This is why you're off the list.
And they were like, can you sub for us?
Hey, really, really good girl, better than everybody on our roster. Can you play for us?
They were like, can you play for us? I had my cleats off. I had nothing. I was like, no.
Girl with the butt. We need you. We need you right now.
We saw you in the traffic cone from 45 miles away.
That's why they saw her. Yeah, they ran from field 5 all the way to the parking lot to hit her.
I did still have my orange shirt on.
No way you didn't.
So I guess my question is, who was reffing that game and how did they handle it? Because if I was reffing, I don't know what I would do if like two girls started brawling.
I think I would have went,
It was Ricky and Steve Kinsey.
That
would have
been probably my first reaction.
And they tossed them out.
Good.
Just immediately. Like, they took control. I was very happy to hear they just took control of it and just talked.
I think I was happy to hear that more people didn't join in. Like, everybody, apparently, I could be wrong here, but from what I've heard, Dilly Dilly and Jabronis were both like, no, this is stupid. Like,
yeah, that's what I heard, too. Okay,
like, they pulled it off and they broke it up. It was just these two girls having girl problems, and that's cool.
So when I announced the scores during the read there, I didn't read it all the way through. Dilly Dilly, 34. Jabronis, 32.
Okay.
Question for you. Is this a win for Dilly Dilly and a loss for Jabronis, or is that a scratch on the week?
I don't even care.
It's definitely a win. Like, it doesn't matter. The game was still finished.
I don't care.
Both teams are losers this week because they did a bad
thing. We all lost.
I think it might be a moot point when it comes down to the D6 playoff scheme of picture anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, Jabronis have a bunch of good people on the team, which they do, even though trouble just seems to find them.
Well, they're a bunch of Jabronis.
This makes the most sense ever. Thanks,
they
Maddie.
Live up to the name.
But, Dilly Dilly is definitely going to factor into the D6 championship, and I'm not 100% sure Jabronis are yet, but they're working on it.
So
figure it out.
Get there. So even though it doesn't impact where they currently stand in D6, when you take a look at the precedents that could be set for D1 and further along the line, does this count as a win or a loss for either one of these teams?
Still a win.
Or is it a scratch?
No, it's a win.
Yeah, they don't. The game doesn't get scratched because idiots decided to throw haymakers at each other.
You can't penalize the whole squad for two players.
Like, they still played the game. They still the only way that I think it would be a scratch would be if both teams brawled, and then we would just be like, you're both just
dugout clearing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, mascots are fighting and shit. It'd be great, but
just so it's known, that has happened many years ago.
Really?
Oh yeah. Way back in the day.
Not as old as you, but
oh yeah, we're talking like Royal Rumble. Just everybody, just
people grabbing Billy's chair.
I'm not going to say who, but there are people in this league who have thrown chairs at each other.
I don't doubt that for an instant.
And we're friends now, so
it's cool. Oh, so you said you actually ref the Dark Knights game. So why don't you give me something on these guys?
So the Dark Knights come down to this. Do you know who Andy is? Who plays for them?
Yes,
skinny
I believe
guy,
so.
Glasses.
Yeah.
So Andy. Sorry, Andy. Don't take offense to this. Andy, first of all, should be a D6 MVP candidate. He's scoring almost all of their touchdowns, and he scores them on deep posts, deep streaks, whatever. But the funny thing about him is, so everyone looks at Andy, and they see that he's this skinny guy with these glasses, and he's kind of, soft-spoken. So they just go, oh, don't cover the nerd. And that's the guy that beats them every time they win. That's how they win, is people profile him as the nerd, and they go, oh, he has no athleticism, and then he sneaks behind them and scores touchdowns. That's exactly how they win every game.
Dark Knights are 3-3, sitting in fourth place right now. Good for them. So I guess that's every game we touched on. So, James, 3 o'clock.
We're in like a group text.
What you talking about, Willis?
With your 3 o'clock games, NWO scores 44, DMX with 30. Your D3 game at 3 o'clock A&A with 40 points. On the board, Sticky Bandits with 19. No punt intended scores 54. Third and Schlong, 7. Vandalay Industries puts up 38, UFO with 30. Those are your 3 p.m. games.
Dear 40-year plan guy, a week ago, you talked a lot of shit to one Joseph K., about how I'm underrating you and you guys are going to smoke everybody and win the league with no problem. And I told you that this week is the game that you needed to show up for, win, and prove to everybody that you're not just beating up on a bunch of scrubs. You played the best team that you're going to play all season, and they beat the shit out of you. You need to respond properly. You need to apologize to me for getting your little attitude. And I think you need to actually apologize, to no pun intended, for not showing up. Kellers, I don't know what happened. I don't know if you were missing people. I don't know if people were just hammered because it was 3 p.m. and you guys were probably playing Flip Cup since noon. I don't know what the deal was, but you told me you were going to just wipe the floor with them, and you got your butt kicked.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. Anyways, that's all I got to say about that game, because clearly, no pun intended, and Kyle just ran over you guys. And they definitely covered the 4.5 point spread that we talked about on the show last week when they were on here. So there's that.
No pun intended is the best team.
I was just about to say, hold on. No pun intended is the team that wears like the digital camo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Trademark, number one, A&A wore that first. Second, number two.
Where is Coach Van?
They should definitely not be in that division.
Yeah.
No,
100%.
They're not going to be.
100%. They are way too good.
Yeah, they're great.
So this was like one of the only games I actually watch.
Excellent.
You doing something?
I did something.
Let's do it, Molly.
Let's go.
We weren't spacing out or wearing orange.
What?
Don't ever change. Babe.
I went back and forth between this game and A&A game, but when I went over to go watch A&A, I would just dance to Spanish music so that I wasn't paying attention to that
standard
game.
Do you guys have a speaker? We'll talk about it in a minute. Go with what you're saying.
Okay, so when I was watching the third and Schlong, no pun intended, game, Kyle covered Katie Keller the entire time.
And brilliant.
Her dad like only wanted to go to her, so he would get sacked multiple times because he would look, she was covered, and then he'd just take a sack because he wanted to.
No one ever decided to man Katie Keller with a better player.
Yeah,
and this destroyed his strategy. I mean,
that's
awesome.
That's fair. They literally just figured out how to beat third and Schlong.
Boxing one on Katie Keller. Yep. Game over.
Yeah, exactly. That's just what they needed to do, and they did it, and that shut the whole team down.
Molly Morgan just opened the book for the entire league on how to beat third and Schlong.
Anybody listens to the podcast,
that is exactly what you
need.
Guys, I did something.
Yes, you did. You did something. You destroyed third and Schlong. And just to make sure, I'm going to make an audio clip of this moment and put it on Facebook so people only have to listen to the last 20 seconds. Because no 40-year plan guy got snippy with me and I didn't appreciate it. Maddie, why don't you tell me about your game, which apparently had a bunch of Spanish music being played.
Yeah, so Molly turned me on to this, like, when I was in Miami, I just loved Spanish music. So then she turned me on to this, like, Fuego playlist on Spotify. Oh, and it's just, like, zero English.
The
just
best.
Yeah, it's Spanish.
On, like,
I get it.
You just put it on the like hipster star movie. You can't like I couldn't have gotten sacked that game if I wanted to. Body wouldn't allow it. Spanish was just rolling. Couldn't handle.
Yeah, but do you even know what type of Spanish music was it? Like bachata? Was it salsa? Was it reggaeton?
Like it's like
Premier. Don't Ramir this up. He's like just having a good time.
Spanish.
It was in Spanish.
I actually listen to Spanish music.
Of course you do.
So
like Bad Bunny.
Nobody says the words.
Oh, Bad Bunny. Okay, yeah. So it's like Latin pop basically. Yeah.
And but our game, if that's not, and I'm the first one to like take credit of like beating the crap out of somebody. They didn't have Alex. They played, you know, Rags was the quarterback, and he did a pretty decent job. But I mean, it was one of the only weeks my whole team showed
that
up.
That was my next question. DeAndre, like, you guys showed up for
DeAndre
once.
DeAndre showed up. Luke showed up. Tone showed up. Everybody was in a good mood.
And then they tried.
And they all tried. So,
the real question is, how'd you only score 40?
Well, we had a couple run plays. We ran the ball a lot. And
Yeah, okay.
I handled no, you even know. One of the plays, I handed it off to Luke, and we were on maybe like the 20-yard line.
I love this shit.
And he ran back to the end zone, and he threw it the length of the field, and DeAndre jump ball Daddy Dave for a touchdown. And the whole team stormed the field, and then we took a delay game.
That's awesome.
That is spectacular.
But no, it was a good game. I mean, obviously, Sticky's way better than that. We caught him
right, of course.
Without Alex because there was a Greek festival. I heard that on the radio on like Friday. Yeah. I was like, well, Alex is gone. I mean, for all the games.
Alex is probably running it.
Alex and his father gone.
Exactly. But it was a good game. They're always fun to play against. I love Dave. I love
they're some of my favorite people. Yeah, we've been playing them since game on days before we came to Topper. They're so great. They're great dudes.
They're cool people, and it was nice that everybody on my team, nobody complained the whole game.
It took till week 8 for you to have that, so congrats.
It was fun. So,
how drunk were you?
No. Yeah, I was.
Really? You're even that drunk? And usually they get real mad when that
happens. Well, one of them got a little upset.
DeAndre?
No, not my team. Somebody from the other team. Shotgunned Not Your Grandfather's Root Beer. Terrible idea. I mean, absolutely terrible idea. It was a dollar, though.
You know, you're doing great. Like, as a person, you look great. Everything's going good for you in your life. Great dogs, great girlfriend. I still think you need a life coach.
Yo, definitely. There's not even a question.
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Not even a question.
All right, that's exciting. Okay, Brother Nero went up and took on DMX. We already talked about how DMX is maybe playing a little too high, and NWO just walked all over him. Well, not walked all over him, but
DMX put up points. They're just not good.
Yeah, it's the defense aspect, I would say.
Yeah, he had no defense.
And that always hurts everybody. And then Vandalay, Team Topper, coming to play UFO, who is, again, still gaining their rep, is kind of like, kind of too dirty.
The heels?
Yeah. They're definitely the heels of D5, and that's saying something considering some of the people we have in it. But, good for Team Topper to walk through and pull out another victory. So good for them. And that basically just sums up our day for football, which, again, other than all of the drama and crap that happened, turned out to be a pretty good day. Mm-hmm. It was cold in the beginning, but ended up warming up a little bit.
Yep.
So since we're already so deep into this podcast, we're going to pretty much get to our MVP LVPs for the day. Ramir, we get to start with you. Who's your MVP and your LVP of the day?
I mean, LVP is obvious. Like that, the fight game. Yeah. Everyone involved in the fight game.
The fight game.
The two girls, specifically, those are the LVPs. MVP. Ooh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say Taylor Pagano.
Ooh, why?
Just because I like Taylor Pagano.
That's fair. I mean, that way you know she won't kill you because of it.
She did watch my dog for like 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh, she's a sweetheart. So, beautiful. Yeah.
That's my buddy, so I'm just going to randomly say Taylor.
Shout out to Taylor. That's not random. Maddie, your MVP, LVP?
LVP, I think it's just basic. I mean,
know,
those
it's
girls.
So hard. Yeah, why are we even like
that? One
it?
Should be across the board. I mean, there's not too much more to, you know, say.
You're making Lenny do stuff when he's supposed to be resting. This is why he's not around people.
MVP. I'm going to give my MVP to Maggie because she saved me and won us the game. So that was awesome. Actually, no, back up. LVP's Billy.
Damn it. You stole it. You stole mine. Damn it. You stole mine. That's exactly what I was going
to
go for.
It's a tie between the girls fighting and Billy flipping the call. That was equal to me. Maybe not to everybody else. To me, it was equal.
I think it's equal. Like hearing it. Like, that annoys me that was called a touchdown still. Yeah, I would have probably freaked out. Imagine if that happened in a game with, like, Gordon involved.
Oh, he would anger from inside out.
Maybe I'll make him my LVP.
Dude, I've already said, though, I didn't see Gordon at all this year. Dude looks great. If you didn't see Gordon, but like if you were not new to the league or if you know if like you this is your first week seeing him, I mean, dude looks phenomenal.
When I didn't even recognize him.
First week, I actually went right up to Joe. I was like, wow, he looks freaking
when the fit. I'll give him the credit where it's due. When he after last season ended, he just decided like I feel like shit. I don't want to feel this way anymore. So he just started doing this intermittent fasting thing where he just was only eating between 12 and 8 and was watching what he was eating on top of it. And it just melted off of him. So
that's awesome.
That's great.
So he did all that. And then he tried his best to like, because he was just gone for another month in New Orleans doing army stuff. And he tried when he was there to just keep that going. And, it fluctuated. But, yeah, he looks significantly better than he was probably since the last time anybody you guys saw him. I see him all the time, so it doesn't really matter. So. Good for him. Molly, your MVP, LVP?
LVP, I'm going to go with basically everyone and say the fight. It's just unnecessary. MVP, I'm going to go with no pun intended.
That's
I know
a good
they.
Call.
Just laying the beat down.
Yeah, they talked about what they wanted to do last week and they came out and did it. So good for them.
I guess I'll do mine then. My LVP, Stop doing that. So,
I'll do it more. I really don't care.
I'm telling Lenny.
I really don't care.
So anyway, I think my LVP, because I'm not going to say the obvious ones, and that includes Eric Kleckler for punching a plant. Really? The LVP there, I'm going to go actually with Third and Schlong, because 40-year plan guy really got to me when he was like, you don't believe in us, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I want you guys to win. And this was like your big moment to like show everybody, no, this isn't a joke. We're not just beating up on the 1-3 teams. Like, let's do this. And you got smoked.
TSL trivia, I don't know who the 40-year-old guy is.
I know, that's fine. You know what? I'll point him out to you.
No, don't bother.
Don't
even bother. Just trivia.
We're good here.
We're good. I don't need to know him. He was the guy getting apparently dusted by Kyle. So. All right, so jokes aside, I mean, I'm just messing with the Kellers because they said Emily was better, which is false because she hasn't been here in a month and a half. So with my MVP, everybody who didn't disrespect the bar or punch each other in the face. Like this, like I've said, this league is a family, and we're here to have fun and do everything we need to do that is, you know, within reason. Like, we all want to have fun. Like, nobody's getting suspended for getting too drunk or doing anything. But you will get in trouble for, I don't know, punching the flowers, doing whatever you got to do. Just thank you, everybody who doesn't cause bullshit in this league. And that's like 95% of the league. No, Molly, you cause way too much crap.
No.
No, I have.
Oh, you have a question?
No, I have something I want to add, but I don't.
Well, there's a final
off,
thought
so
coming up, so
nice.
Hold on.
Okay.
So that was my MVP is everybody else who doesn't suck. I guess we'll just roll right into final thoughts. Since we have so many hands. No, Ramir's going to go first. This is a cyclical thing. Just wait your turn.
Can't you just go the other way?
Nope. Yeah. Ramir, please go. Nope.
She
does not control anything. Do not give her the power.
I'm just going
to
start talking.
Ramir.
Okay.
Cut the mic, Jin. This is what you would do to me. Damn it.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right, fine, Molly. Go ahead. Your final thought. And remember, this is your final thought. Do not talk after this.
My final thought. It's like a mix of like LVP and MVP though, again, because so Maddie's cousin Luke took my car keys and was like, are these yours? And I was like, yeah. And I thought he was just going to like put them somewhere, hide them on me.
Preface the story. He finds them and he's asking everybody for honestly 15 minutes whose keys these are.
This is more important. Thank you,
Maddie. He's like standing up. He's like, does anybody know whose keys they are? Like over and over again. Molly's in the vicinity.
No, I wasn't. I was like a field and a half away.
Finally, Luke just said, like, happens to yell, Molly, are these yours? And I had said, like, there's no way those are Molly's. They got like a weird corn husker thing on it.
It says Morgan.
Yeah, and she's like, oh yeah, those are mine, and like Luke just took them.
He just booked it. He booked it. He found my car and then drove it down the street
and
parked it on the street.
Like honestly, like 500 yards away, parked it and came back, and then he kept her keys around his neck.
No. All right, really quick then. My new MVP is Luke. Sorry everybody else that I gave shout outs to, which is literally everybody else. That's the MVP. That's
then
hilarious. Cool. Good for you.
So Molly was the LVP on that, but then yes. I have to give her and Kelly Little another MVP because they're like, oh, Maddie, like, order a shot. So I'm like, yeah, obviously, let's grip it and rip it. No problem. I turn around. My keys are gone.
Oh,
and Kelly took my car with Molly and put it like 10 minutes later.
It never occurred to you, why is Kelly Little, who doesn't drink, asking me to buy a shot?
Even once in my
Listen,
life.
You monster.
We get out of his car, and I see him running down the street.
Halfway
I was like, shit. And so we cut through the fields that are between like a house and the rose garden, and we were like trudging through this field. Literally,
you know this is the reason why they cut you off,
came
right?
Came out of this thing with burrs on my socks.
Nice.
I, like literally,
no, you found a basketball, though.
Oh, I did find a basketball right in the field. It was just out there.
Just
so random.
Another
so
day.
Random.
Just another day.
So
okay.
So it was amazing. Shout out to Luke for that.
I completely forgot
about that.
So I guess you want to just, do you have anything else for your final thought? Or
no, that was
we're
it.
Just gonna
that
end
was
with
mine.
That.
That was mine.
Ramir?
My final thought's depressing.
No.
I guess we should have ended with me.
I'm not done yet.
Oh,
it's just, guys, just do things the right way, because I'm going to probably be the bad cop going forward from now on. That's it.
Oh, I thought you were going to like...
No, I'm just saying to the league, not you guys in here, to the league, like don't try to do anything sneaky or dirty because now I can't really overlook anything because just can't.
You want to give a shout out to your friend Mai?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, you know.
That's what I thought your final thought was going to be, so I didn't
cover it.
Oh,
well, I mean, yeah.
Lots... When you said depressing, I was like, here we go.
Oh, no. It's depressing because I got to be mean guy.
I know, it sucks.
But yeah, oh, much love to Mai. I mean, you know, I said pretty much everything that I had to really say. You looked at the Facebook post,
right?
You know,
yeah. For those who aren't aware, it's unfortunate that Maya is, I don't know what kind of cancer she was diagnosed with, but she's got something, and I feel actually bad for the cancer because she's going to beat the crap out of it.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be cool. All right, anything else, buddy? Just look out for Bad Cop Ramirez.
Yeah, just look out for Bad Cop Ramirez.
Can we get you like a Segway to ride around on?
I would ride a Segway if you brought like, one.
Dude,
I would
amazing.
Absolutely do that. Like Paul.
God, you'd hit, just hit a rock.
Mall Cop.
Mall Cop would be amazing.
Okay, as we near the hour and a half mark. My final thought is just simply what I said on Facebook. We're here to be a family. We're here to have fun. TSL, for real, for the people who need to hear this, get your shit together, man. Just get your shit together. That's all it is. Let's dial it back just a smidge and keep having fun, and let's have a great end of the season, and I'll see you at the fields, guys.
You're a winner!
Make sure to stop by toppersports.com for your updates on everything to do with the league. Download the latest podcast and make sure that you stay up to date on the scores and the polls. We'll see you next week.